every time the sun came up, I wear my shades in style, my tinted view appeal to me. Even more importantly,
welcome to Light. These are true stories about real people. L-I-G-H-T means living in God's hands today. Not always easy to do because we don't want to give up control of our lives. The AA has another way of saying it, let go and let God. But today's story isn't about alcoholism. It's about a different kind of addiction, one that's just as dangerous.
Hello?
Cheryl, it's Julie.
When did you get home?
Oh, late last night. I called you, but you weren't home.
I had a date with Brent, you know who.
Oh, are you serious?
Uh-huh. Unreal, huh?
Oh, I can't believe it. Like, that's so unbelievable.
I'm supposed to see him later, too, so tell me what's happening.
Not much. Like, school is really hard.
What are you eating?
Ice cream and Oreos. I'm, like, really fat, Cheryl. Like, a cow. I can't even get into that blue skirt anymore. I'm not happy, Cheryl.
The family again?
Cheryl, it's worse here. Mom and Dad play these, like, head games with each other. And I'm always in the middle. Most of the time, they won't even talk. They make me be the referee.
Your dad isn't, like, drinking or anything, is he?
No. I don't think so. He's recovered. It's just my mom. She has these moods. And my brother, oh, man, does he have problems. And I'm trying to maintain, like, some kind of evenness.
Why don't you come over, can you?
Yes, anything to get out of here.
Come in. Hey, Julie.
Cheryl, look at you. I can't believe this. Like, you are so skinny.
You lie.
Now I really feel terrible. Look at me. Like, I'm so fat.
Oh, come on.
How did you do it?
I discovered the greatest thing. I eat anything I want. Anything. I just go in the bathroom and I throw it up.
Oh, like, yuck. You're kidding.
No, I'm serious.
That's disgusting. Like, why do you want to be sick all the time?
Would you rather be fat?
Well, no.
Anyway, you don't feel sick. After a while, it's as natural as brushing your teeth faster, even. Actually, Julie, it's like a high, you know? You get a kind of sugar rush, and you feel skinny afterwards, and it's like, it's great.
Oh, I don't know.
You can do it, babe. Believe me. I have tried everything, and it's the only way.
I was 16 then. I started eating and throwing up, and pretty soon I was hooked. Seriously addicted. Funny thing, I didn't equate my addiction to my father's alcohol addiction or any other kind of addiction, but it's just as bad, physically, psychologically, and emotionally. It's called bulimia, and to tell you the truth, it's probably more insidious than alcohol because it's abusing a basic bodily need, food. I got worse. It was stressful at home. I even felt the stress back at boarding school. My close friends knew about my addiction, but no one else. Actually, a lot of girls were into it. We just didn't talk about it. I was a classic case. Most bulimics are women because we're so concerned about our looks, figure. Home life was unstable. Manic depressive mother, recovering alcoholic father. I was like a junior shrink to them since they didn't want to understand each other. I was their confidant. I was always filling their cup, but nobody was filling mine. Eating and binging was a physical way of being filled. I kept up the charade into college. You'd think being a super achiever, captain of the tennis team, 3.8 grade point average, and all would be enough to fill me. But it wasn't. My bulimia was getting worse. I couldn't get enough food. I even stole food from supermarkets. The good thing that happened at college was meeting Bart, my future husband. He was easygoing, steady, supportive, and I continued to live my double life. I told him about my problem early on, and he accepted it. Didn't like it, but he couldn't do anything about it. Back then, they didn't even have a name for it, and there certainly wasn't much awareness of it. We graduated in 77, and Bart went to California to graduate school. I followed him and got a job. Are you ready for this? In a food store. Kid you not. I found the perfect apartment in the home of this neat lady, Greta. She reminded me so much of my grandmother. We hit it off from the start. And for the first time in my life, I felt like someone genuinely cared about my well-being. Greta and her friends took me under their wing, and at their church, I eventually accepted the Lord into my life. I had an incredible sense of knowing that someday I'd be okay. Bart and I got married and we had to leave our new friends and move to New York. He took a job on Wall Street and I got a job in a bank. My binging got out of control. On the mile walk to work, I'd eat a dozen donuts. A dozen. Get to the office and make myself sick. Around 10:30, I'd get a handful of candy bars and eat them at my desk. Throw them up and go to lunch at noon and eat too much and so on and so on. All this while Bart was trying to understand me and help me fight a losing battle.
Julie, that was Charlie and Jan. We're meeting them in 20 minutes. You ready? Julie? Where are you?
Be right there.
What the... Throwing up again? Julie, that's it. I can't take this anymore. I don't know how to help you. All that money we're spending for your therapy and all, it's just too much.
Yeah, some therapy. The last guy practically told me I was fat and disgusting. And I...
You're not disgusting. But what you're doing
What
is...
I'm doing is trying to keep from being fat.
Come on. Honey, I've been thinking. Maybe we should live apart for a while.
Bart, what are you saying?
I think maybe you ought to go back to live with your parents till we can sort all this out.
Stay tuned for more of our story. We'll be right back after this. God is alive in this story, and through Jesus, he can be alive in you. Say this simple prayer. Jesus, come into my heart.
Hello?
Bart, it's Julie.
Oh, hi. How are you doing?
Oh, Bart, I miss you. I love you and I need you. Please, it's no good for me here with my parents. It's just...
Julie, I miss you too, but
Bart, please, just listen. Let me come back. I'll change. I promise. I know I will.
We've got to get help for you, Julie.
Oh, Bart, I promise.
We ended our separation, and I was happy about that. I have to tell you how very fortunate I am to have a husband like Bart. To be calm, supportive, and totally giving wasn't always easy, I'm sure. I improved a little, but the real turning point came as the result of an invitation.
Honey, I'm home. I brought the mail in. What's this? Reminder card from Rob Jones? Something about a free dinner at the Waldorf?
Oh, yeah, this guy from the Wall Street Men's Bible Study I started going to. He was telling me about this dinner to hear some religious guy and some astronaut.
Oh, who? What astronaut?
I don't know. He's some Christian leader whose ministry is organizing businessmen into Bible studies. He's quite a guy, I understand.
It sounds interesting. It's not just because of the free dinner.
Well, we'll see. It's tomorrow night. I told him we'd go. I hope it's all right.
Oh, Bart, that was some message.
Yeah, he's some speaker. Oh, I ate too much.
Me too, but I don't want to make myself sick again. I'd like to talk to one of the speakers.
So would everybody else. Look at that mob at their table.
Oh, could we wait here till it's not so crowded? Maybe somebody can help me.
Sure. Well, wait right here. Then I'll go get our coats. Maybe by then the crowd will die down.
Okay.
Hi, my name's Mark. Are you upset about him?
Speak, Julie. Why are you standing there just shaking your head? Say something.
Is he bothering you? Why are you crying?
I can't believe I'm speechless. Now this stranger's holding my hand. I want to say something, but can't. I feel he wants to help me, but...
You have a problem, right? Well, then, give your problem to Jesus. Can you say yes?
But I throw up.
All the more reason to give your problem into God's hands, to Jesus.
But you don't understand. I've been throwing up for 10 years. I just can't stop.
Here. See this quarter? Here, put it in your hand. There. Now, that quarter represents your problem. Now, give me the quarter. Your problem. That's how easy it is. You've just given your problem to the Lord.
That easy?
Yes. Look, the next time you find yourself throwing up, thank Jesus for being right there with you. Praise him for standing by you and comforting you.
Oh, thank you.
No, I'm Mark, but don't thank me. Just thank and praise the Lord.
Oh, Bart, the most wonderful thing just happened. This is Mark, my husband.
Oh, how do you do? How are you?
I was just telling your wife, I don't even know her name.
It's Julie.
You're standing there holding my wife's hand and you don't know her name?
Bart, I just gave my bulimia problem to the Lord, and I'm going to be free of that.
Please believe me. I've never done anything like this before. I'm basically shy. I don't talk to strangers. Certainly not about... Well, I don't know what came over me.
I'm sure God sent you to me to say that he cares for me and he wants to help.
Well, Mark, if you're a messenger, that must make you an angel.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yes, I've never seen one in a pinstripe suit before. Looks pretty nice.
We walked out of the Waldorf, sort of just chatting with one another, but I was still emotionally overcome by an event that was to change my life. It was hard for me to think about taking Jesus into the forbidden, darkest part of my life. Nobody was allowed there, I thought. Certainly not God. Then later that night, I was sitting on the edge of our bed saying a little prayer, and it suddenly became clear why the Bible refers to the body as a temple. It's sacred because God lives there. I was abusing my body, and there wasn't any room for God's spirit. As I look back on that time in my life, there were two blessings. God gradually cured me of my bulimia, and here's the payoff. 6 months before, I had had a painful miscarriage, and we weren't even thinking about children. A month after I surrendered my problem to the Lord, God blessed us, and I became pregnant. Now we have three lovely daughters and a wonderful story to tell of God's grace in our lives.
Turn on the light, let God show you the way. Give it up to Him each day. Walk in His light, He listens when you pray. Living in God's hands today.
It's funny, but the more we try to fill our lives with extemporaneous things, the emptier we feel. Here's a couple of questions. How much room is there for God in your life? Is there a dark part of your life you don't want God to see? And how do you explain Mark, a perfect stranger, as God's messenger? In John 13, the 20th verse, Jesus said, I tell you the truth, whoever accepts anyone I send accepts me. Whoever accepts me accepts the one who sent me.